This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Super Bowl fever appears to be rampant ahead of the big game in the Big Easy. Philadelphia is green with excitement as its Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs. This Cajun cafe is seeing brisk business for fans who cannot make it to New Orleans.
Quarts of gumbo, we turned the beignets green. I have been decorating these king cakes here every day, all day.
But it's not all fun and games in New Orleans. CBS's Katie Weiss on the ground on the roundup of undocumented immigrants.
During this operation, ICE agents detained one man charged with rape, as well as another man they say is undocumented who just happened to be in the car. ICE calls this type of arrest collateral. That worries 25-year-old Gracie, who asked us to only use her first name for fear of retaliation. Originally from Honduras, she says she's committed no crime since crossing the border 5 years ago. She says she's afraid she'll never see her daughter again.
In New England, the snowblowers are kicking into high gear as the snow and ice storm, which has blanketed much of the Midwest, shifts east. Winter weather advisories are posted from New York to Maine. In the Middle East, Israel released dozens of Palestinian prisoners as part of the fragile ceasefire, which is still holding, just days after President Trump signaled his intent to have the U.S. take over Gaza. CBS's Chris Livesay on some emotional reunions following the release of three more Israeli hostages.
Or Levy, reunited with his brothers and his parents. Levy and his wife, Einav, were at the Nova Music Festival. She was killed. He was kidnapped, leaving behind their two-year-old son, Almog. Also released, Ohad Ben-Ami, taken from his kibbutz on October 7, 2023, along with his wife, who was later released, and Eli Sharabi, whose wife and children were killed.
CBS News has learned Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has gained access to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and has started a review of the independent government agency designed to protect consumers from corporate fraud and scams. This as a federal judge puts a temporary lid on Musk's ability to inspect records at the Treasury Department. CBS's Willie James Inman.
New York Attorney General Letitia James leads a coalition of 19 states suing the Trump administration, saying it violated federal laws. James said in a statement, quote, "Now Americans can trust that Musk, the world's richest man, and his friends will not have free rein over their personal information while our lawsuit proceeds."
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until the stroke of midnight. Max Inc. is sponsored by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Madison's Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown, go to DoughboysMadison.com, DoughboysMadison.com to get your pizza pie. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of brand new music from Eddie Berth. Industrial Home on the Range. It's new Eddie Berth on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Many years ago, in the United States of America, there was a place called the Home on the Range. It was a place where deer and antelope played until capitalism and consumerism killed the animals and the deer.
I had the chance to see the bison roam this land. Across the great American prairies where windy wildflowers would dance. And take me back to when the fireflies, they ignited the Midwest sky. A time when stars would shine at night, sending wonder through our minds.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Double dip of Eddie Berth to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. A couple new songs from him, actually. Smoke From Your Gun. That was released a couple of months ago. And then Industrial Home on the Range before that. That was just released this past week. Pretty cool song. And I think Eddie's releasing single after single. Probably an EP or an album's on the way. Hey, Eddie. Make some vinyl. That would be pretty cool. Hey, no shows on the books right now for Eddie Berth, but he does have a bunch of cool videos on his socials that you could check out right now to search for Eddie Berth. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. My name is Jimmy K. Happy to have you along for the ride. Original local music from Wisconsin is what we're doing. We got a great hour of programming coming up for you. We got the Flavor That Kills. They are in studio. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to talk about the happy hour of love coming up on Friday next week. Terry Barr has a great conversation with Madison hip hop artist Rob Dees. That's coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Rob is working with a bunch of cool programs helping kids, and Terry and Rob will tell you all about that later on. The Steepwater Band will join me after 9 o'clock, and Rob Roberts is in after 10 o'clock. With After Hours. Don't forget, you can text the show. The best way to do that is from the Civic Media app. Just click on the WMDX logo and throw me a text. Tell me what you're doing tonight. Would love to hear from you. We got music on the way from The Solution. We'll do Subatomic later on. Adem Tesfaye. He has a show coming up on Valentine's Day that kind of piqued my interest here. Check this out. It's a wonderful, sexy night of live music and dancing at the historic Livingston Inn here in Madison with champagne, wine, and special chocolate. Ooh, Adem Tesfaye, Internal Fire on Max Inc. Radio.
Uncomfortable, get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today, so roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. But you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire. I just can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky and so unique. God made you funky and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire. Yeah. Woo.
Set it. Set it.
Ooh, set it off. Hey. Ooh, set it off. I said, set it. Set it. Ooh, set it off. If you want it, you got it. That feeling inside.
inside ya. That burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Internal fire, 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 fire. Come on, hey. Set it off.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin.
back.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music, the mighty Subatomic hard rock groove jams. The song's called Pull Me Under. Man, I wish Subatomic would get together and do a show. Maybe sometime in 2025, that wish will come true. You can only hope, right? The Solution before that, they're playing at Riley's Point in Oconomowoc on Friday, February 21st. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. We got the Flavor That Kills. They're in the green room right now getting juiced, and we're getting ready to have a chat with them. We're going to talk about the happy hour of love that's happening at Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray here in Madison. It's a happy hour show. Hope to see you there. We'll give you all the details in just a few moments. Max Inc. is sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside Northgate Mall here in Madison. They have cat and kitten adoption. They got cats all over that store, and I love it. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Stop in today, Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. Max Inc. is also sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now, 4 Dane County locations, a new store in Sun Prairie, plus one at Bagel Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K. from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the Flavor That Kills, with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The Happy Hour of Love with the Flavor That Kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cut our mother's tongue, so
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. All the same, that's from Nevermind the Acorns, the flavor that kills. They got a big show coming up on Valentine's Day. We'll tell you all about it. Right now, we have to say hello to the flavor that kills. They're in studio with us right now. Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, Educational Davis. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, yeah, Jimmy. I want a name, too. If he's got to be an educational, I'm...
You got to get on that microphone. That's what your name is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with something. Yeah. It's going to be really great.
We need a name for you. Are there any ideas, you think?
Yeah, we'll go with something here.
Poppy Johnson.
I'm Poppy Johnson. And yeah.
Do you guys ever watch, in German class, did you ever watch Poppy Poppenheimer?
Can we talk about that on radio?
Well, we have to learn
perhaps
German.
Another time. That's for the Educational Davis Show on Civic Media later on, you know? Hey, Ryan, one thing I picked up when I was doing some interview research here, and I didn't know about this for The Flavor That Kills, but you all have some music that dates back to 2013. That's when you all got together. And I just played something from, is that year right? 2013, 2012?
Probably earlier.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, I guess time flies.
Yeah.
I bet you before that, though.
Yeah. Talk about that. Just the history. You've been, I mean, that's, 12, 13 years now.
Yeah, a lot of it's a blur. Playing a lot of local shows, going to different sounds, different things that we've tried. Different people, a bit of the group. We had Jeff Quinn, our last iteration. And before that, we had Emery Linster. And yeah, some people go, some people come.
Nice. Talk about the song we just heard, All the Same.
Oh.
It's a cool song. It's actually a really cool album. And really that there was kind of a transition from those older albums to the current album. It kind of went from a more 70s styles funk in the older albums to more of a rock and roll bass funk, I guess, for Book of Secrets.
Yeah, I think we went from writing songs to basically writing an album as a whole. So it kind of really affects the way you put things together. I think that has a lot to do with it. But you know, Dials Funk earlier on, that's probably fair.
Yeah. Max Inc., we're here with The Flavor That Kills. Ryan needs to learn how to use the studio microphone. You got to get...
Oh, where's this thing?
Talk right into that there.
There we go.
I'm too loud.
We'll practice that a little bit.
Here we are.
Davis, you joined the band, was it, 2019? Is that right?
Yeah.
And it was just like an impromptu, hey, can you fill in for us?
My band was playing out in the Flavor That Kills was playing out in a cornfield in... their guitar player didn't show up, and I was there.
Yeah, he quit.
Yeah, so he didn't quit yet, but at that point, he didn't show up. So I had my guitar there because I'd play it early in the day, and, you know, we were having a real magical time, so I jumped up on stage. And
when was the decision made after the show that you were in the band?
I just kept showing up, so I guess that was what happened.
Oh, you just kept on showing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were like, why are you here again? Yeah, like, I got my stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Are you still doing solo music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you working on these days?
Educational Davis is still a thing. Technically the name of my solo project.
Right.
But, we're working on some new material. We're just kind of trying to touch it up before. But, and I also play in True Name, and I play with M. Shea sometimes. I do all sorts of stuff just because I got a lot of time.
You collaborated with her on M. Shea's latest release, I think it's called Bleed.
Yeah, I played this one note that sounded pretty
good. Or Middle of Nowhere or something like that. Yeah. Ryan, are you in any other projects beside Flavor That Kills?
No, I'm not doing anything else right now.
This guy actually works for a living,
yeah.
Unlike me.
Yeah. Well, working's fun, you know? Pays the bills, I guess. Everyone in the Flavor That Kills, you guys are all veterans. Kristen and Eric, they're all
but
of you guys,
war veterans.
Not war veterans, music scene veterans from Madison here. What is, I guess, either one of you can answer this question. What's your opinion of what the scene here in Madison is like back in the day versus what it is like today?
Boy, things have changed a lot.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why this is a great question.
There used to be a lot more bands.
Yeah.
I remember that. There used to be a lot more metal, a lot more punk. A lot more... You know, just crazy stuff like you with the Ponds. You know, just,
I remember like a lot more weirdos.
Yeah, a lot
you
more
know, like
weirdos.
People that would get on stage and just do something that.
All right.
That like you might not enjoy, but
like Right Arm Severed. There's an example. I mean, I still get nightmares. Cribs from that group.
Hitter, yeah. I believe, is a
Cribs
band.
Hitter, yeah. Very nice.
From those days that still is going, yeah. That started out as a band that raised eyebrows and still does. But a lot of bands.
There's songwriting.
I feel like there wasn't that kind of. There's not that. Most people aren't quite as goofy.
There used to be a lot more publications in town. Like, it used to be a thing. People would grab a publication, like, at the grocery store, and then you got like Rick's Maximum Cafe, Inc. Maximum Inc. What was the other one?
I forgot all about Rick's Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one other one that they had for a bit. I think it was put up by.
There was Night Sights and Sounds, which became, or which Rocker worked for, and then got Maximum Inc. going up.
You know, I want to say this.
And Rick Twight did. Rick's Cafe.
Yep.
I think one of
them. Yeah, they did like record reviews, like 15 record reviews of local bands every publication.
I think this touches on something that I've been learning for some years now, is that a scene is only as strong as its media. Like, a music scene requires kind of some
people talking about it.
Because that's part of the fans, right? These are people that like music. I mean, you, Jimmy K, are someone that likes music. I don't, to my knowledge, you're not playing every week.
I'm not a musician.
Okay, so there we go. Right. So that's it's even more important, yeah, right?
Right?
We need people like Jimmy K.
Well, remember Maximum Inc., when they had that paper publication, it's like you pick it up, it's like, oh, who's playing where and when? And you got like every calendar.
And you know what? Milwaukee for every doesn't bar. Have that. We have the Isthmus, at least, which is one comprehensive list
right.
that generally is pretty much
encompasses. Yeah, but they throw everything else in there, like, you know, some basket weaving. And,
well, I want to know about the basket weaving, too.
Yeah, but it's like, if you want to know about the music, it's like you have to dig through a lot more.
We should have some live shows with basket weaving. we can make everybody happy. Hey, speaking of new bands in Madison, you guys are playing with Mothballs on the 14th.
I love that name.
It's great. I can just imagine. I love how band names are picked.
Mothballs.
What do you know about these guys?
Well, I know that they, you know, moths are really underappreciated in the... They're very courageous, and what can I say?
My grandma told me not to eat them. You know, if you find them in the shed, just leave them be.
It's going to be an interesting time finding out.
Okay, let me.
Those are the moth
personally,
balls,
yeah. I'm not actually. I haven't done my research. I haven't actually got to know these guys in this particular band configuration. So I have to claim a little bit of ignorance, but I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because, like, every time we play with a band we haven't really seen much, it always impresses me, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the first time we played with Moon Boot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember Moon Boot?
Yeah,
well, they're still around. But I mean, like, I had never seen them until this show, and they blew my mind. So
that's the wonderful thing about going out to shows. And I think this is Mothballs, one of their first shows, if not their first show. So come out and check them out. It's going to be the Happy Hour of Love with the Flavor That Kills. It's happening Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray here in Madison. We're going to do the show on Valentine's Day. I'm going to be there. I think I'm going to have some Civic Media merch.
Ooh. Yeah.
Come on down and say hi. I'm emceeing the show. I get to introduce the Flavor That Kills. I believe this will be my second time introducing you guys. I think I introduced you at Atwood Fest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was a hot, sweaty day.
Yeah, sure was.
Jeez, yeah.
What's coming up? You guys are working on new music? There's an album in the can ready to go or close to being ready to go?
It's being mixed by somebody, possibly.
Okay.
I don't know where we're at with that. It's
so the story is, we worked with Bo Sorensen on Book of Secrets. We really liked the process. Mm-hmm. You know, Bo, the tech whiz, but also a very sane person, control, you know, in charge of things. Well, we ran around and played with toys and made songs.
Right.
And he kept the tape rolling, all that stuff. It was a very fun, intense, creative process. Well, he wanted to do that again because he was going to be in Madison in September, and we didn't have many songs. So we had about three songs, like, roughly complete. And then we had like 10 like licks while somebody was sorting out like a problem with their equipment. Somebody else played. And I have this weird habit of recording stuff, especially with the Flavor That Kills.
And we just took one of our tracks and just re-recorded it, but put different lyrics on it.
And so what we did was we ran into the studio in September with Bo, and we took three songs that were sort of done, plus 10 riffs, and we came out with a whole batch of like, really cool songs.
I think we got 10 tracks in there.
Is it going to be released in a vinyl again? Or
oh yeah,
ideal.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah. Book of Secrets is a good album. I have the vinyl. I play it often at home. It's one of my favorite ones from the 2024 season. Nice job on that one.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like it a
the
lot.
The next one is basically finished recording.
Yeah, all the recording.
We finished recording it. It's nice. Just all in the other. All the other hands are on it right now.
Well, estimated date release. You want to commit to anything?
Probably summer. Not till July.
July what?
I mean.
Hopefully it'll be warm.
July 25th.
Come back.
2025.
When the album drops,
25.
Mm-hmm. We would love to have you.
Yeah.
Ryan, Education Davis, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Looking forward to seeing you at the Happy Hour Love at the Gamma Ray Bar. February 14th is a happy hour show. So you can get out of work early. Come have some cocktails.
Get happy.
And
get
see a it. Great local show at the Gamma Ray, 129 West Main Street. I believe that's the address. Mm-hmm. Don't take my word on that because I like to give fake news. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's two doors down from where the Rising Sun used to be, I think.
Nice point of reference there. All right. That's the American dream, my friend. It's the flavor that kills. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local. On Civic Media, we are local music. The flavor that kills from the Book of Secrets. That was American Dream. Hey, thanks to Ryan and E. Davis from The Flavor That Kills for stopping in the studio tonight. Really appreciate you guys. And love the music, The Flavor That Kills. Be sure to check them out at the Happy Hour of Love at the Gamma Ray Bar. Valentine's Day evening. Show starts at 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, the doors open at 4. The show starts at 5 o'clock. Mothballs is going to kick off at 5 o'clock, and then the Flavor of the Kills will play. It's presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I'm Jimmy K. Coming up, we got a double dip of the mighty Clyde Stubblefield. We're going to give the drummer some for a double dip in the 8 o'clock hour. That's coming up right after the news. Plus music from Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles, and Dogs of War coming up shortly. Plus Terry Barr sits down with Madison hip-hop artist Rob D's next hour. Stick around. We got a lot coming up. Right now, let's do some music from Alex White and Friends. No shows on the books for Alex White, but he's getting out in the... He plays with a lot of different people. It's pretty cool. Check him out online on the socials. Get all the details. Alex White and Friends. This is Papa La Funk. It's original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Enough. This.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. New Orleans is getting ready for some football as the Kansas City Chiefs prepare to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in a rematch from 2 years ago. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
Listen, I know as governor, sometimes you've got to congratulate folks and you've got to console folks. And I just want to say to you, you're going to have to console the good people of Missouri after the Birds whoop the Chiefs in this Super Bowl.
He put out that video. There is stepped up security in and around New Orleans 5 weeks since the deadly New Year's night truck attack, coupled with the arrival of President Trump. CBS's Omar Villafranca says a Kansas City win opens up another legal discussion.
If the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday and take home their third Super Bowl title in a row, one of the biggest winners won't be on the field. Pat Riley is an NBA coaching legend who just happens to own the trademark for the term three-peat. Riley legally locked down the term three-peat.